I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky. Today's transit of Mercury will be widely observed by people with telescopes and protective filters in Europe, Asia, and Africa. During this event, in which Mercury crosses the face of the Sun as seen from Earth, observers will witness the so-called backdrop effect.
That'll happen when little Mercury, which is some 200 times smaller than the Sun in apparent diameter, has just crossed inside the Sun's disk as seen in our sky. In the moments after the tiny silhouette of Mercury is completely inside the disk of the Sun, it'll begin to look as if Mercury is attached to the inner edge of the Sun by the thinnest of threads. Amateur astronomers watching with protective gear will wait for that thread to break to see the moment when Mercury is entirely surrounded by sunlight as it begins its trek across the Sun's face.
For more about this transit of Mercury, you can visit the Tonight Sky area of our website at earthsky.org. Meanwhile, most people on Earth today won't see the transit of Mercury, but all of us, no matter where we are on the globe, can see the brightest evening planet tonight near the waxing moon. For all of us, Jupiter and the moon will be located generally westward when night begins, and they'll be visible all evening long. Again, for sky information, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.